G'day everyone, Ian here on a beautifully sunny Sunday morning walking down the main street of West End here in Brisbane. Yeah, beautiful and sunny, beautiful clear days we have at the moment. A little bit cool in the mornings, we all got down to 7 degrees yesterday morning, but yeah, still 22 degrees during the day, so it's lovely. Got a fair bit of wind around at the moment though, the westerlies are blowing and making it all a bit blustery. I just had a couple of coffees at the markets down the road and the wind came tearing down through one of the alleys there and it lifted the canopies of some of the store holders up and threw produce on the ground. A bit of a bugger for them. So yeah, I've just been out for a couple of hours. I was sitting down at a coffee shop doing some reading and things have shifted a little bit for me in the last... Well, it's been coming for months, but just in the last month or so, it's been shifting considerably. I suppose it really started back in February when I went to Singapore and I realised that I really, really don't want to be a full-time, long-term wage slave. Never done it in my life, really. Where I'm working now is the longest I've ever worked in one place since I was an apprentice. That was 4 years and I was completely stir-crazy by the time I got spat out of that, but I was only 21 at the time. Since then I haven't worked any longer than 12 months or so at any one place. It's been 18 months where I am now. So yeah, definitely getting itchy feet. And Singapore broke me. That was such a full-on experience. And then going away to do lectures reinvigorated me, re-inspired me, and looking forward to that really gave me a skip in my steps as I prepared for it. And then I had a little bit of a honeymoon period after that. But since the honeymoon period wore off after the do lectures, probably around May, I've been a little bit, yeah, here we go, back in the routine. Back in the, do I want to be doing this until I'm 65 and retire? The answer's a very strong no. The work's been really good in that it's been giving me something resembling regular income, which is something I've not had for the majority of my life. And to slowly claw back my considerable debts that I had after 2012 has been wonderful. And I really, really am glad for that. But now as I see the writing on the wall that I'll have those really bad debts sorted by the end of the year, I'm starting to go... What's next for Ian? Where do I go now? What do I do? And I'm sneaking up on a few things. Things I'm not totally prepared to reveal at the moment. It's variation on what I've been doing in the past. Storytelling. Recording stories. Audio. It's good stuff. Not sure quite how to make money out of it, but a few things are coming to the fore. A few ideas are bubbling. I've been receiving some particularly good advice. And I'm mulling over a lot of options. And I want to put my own personal spin on it. I hope this windsock's working. It's very windy, like I said. I've got my Merkin on my phone, so I hope it's keeping the wind out. I've been doing a lot of learning recently about psychology, the psychology of the way we think, cognitive thinking processes, the way that we don't do it very well. I've been listening to a podcast and reading a couple of books by a fellow by the name of Dave McGraney. His podcast is called You Are Not So Smart. Really good program. Goes into a lot of cognitive science. And because I was doing that, I mentioned that to a friend, I was introduced to doing a MOOC through the University of Queensland, which I've now completed, called Think 101, The Science of Everyday Thinking. And I completed that. I was rather chuffed to do that. It's a MOOC, but it's the closest thing I've ever done to a university course in my life. Yeah, and I did okay at it without even trying. I got a particularly good mark just by being interested. And it's made me realise how much of what we do in our cognitive abilities is really quite diluted. And all that ties into audio and storytelling too, because we fundamentally are pattern recognition machines that love to tell stories about the patterns that we misrecognize. And I think it's quite fascinating the way we interpret not only our own life but the lives of other people. And I want to explore this a lot more. So over the next 6 months or so, as I continue to claw back my debts, I want to do a lot of reading and learning about more of this stuff and have a bit more of an understanding of what I'm doing. And I'm going to, I've already started, take more time off work. I'm taking already Fridays off. Won't necessarily be absolutely every Friday, but I'm going to be taking a lot more Fridays off during the rest of this year. And as time frees up and as I start to develop things I need to do and I need more time, I'm going to start taking Mondays off. It's nice to have the juxtaposition of digital work and physical work. There's a nice balance between making things physically, bashing away, standing on my feet all day, creating, gluing, screwing, building, and then sitting down and thinking and being creative at a more cerebral level and interacting with people, whereas the trade work tends to be quite isolated and solo, which is fine as long as it's not overdone. And the problem I've found is if I overdo either of them, I can end up a little bit stir crazy. So it's nice to balance that. In the past, I've had situations, jobs where I've worked 2 or 3 days a week, and you know, a bit of yin yang, zigzag. It's worked very well. It's very windy. I'm going to have to listen back to this and see if it's even worthwhile putting it up. May not. This windsock may not have worked well enough to keep this wind out. So that's what I've been up to. And nibbling away and reading and learning and listening to podcasts and watching videos and taking notes and building a keynote presentation and doing things to see where it's going to go. I've been a bit bruised and licking my wounds for these last couple of years. So I can, it's starting to come back together again. It's good. It's good. It's been a long, long, slow trip back. That's what I've been up to lately. Another half a day today, Sunday. A bit more of that. A little bit dancing, a little bit tango. And then back to work tomorrow, Monday. Whatever you're up to, everybody, just thought I'd check in and say hello. I hope you're having a great day. All the best from the land down under. See ya. Bye.